If the project you started isn't measuring up to your expectations, give the Cajun Carpenters a call now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Rosie on the House with Harold Perkins of Galaxy Lending Group. Pretty full bank of callers here. They do have operators standing by at the office if you'd like to talk to someone today. 602-595-1233. And Harold, they do hear us pretty much statewide. Is there any place in the state you won't go?
No. If it's in Arizona, we will do it.
Yeah.
That's absolutely anywhere in Arizona.
Very good. The hand-picked mortgage and financial group by Rosie on the House, Galaxy Lending Group. 602-595-1233. I want to get to calls. We've got Garth and Andrew on hold and a couple more here. But let's go back to this Fed rate. You know, everybody automatically thinks the Feds are going to bump that rate. What is the actual Fed rate? It's not zero, but boy, it's pretty close to zero.
It's close to zero. It's between 0.25%. And the Fed rate is the rate that the Fed charges banks when banks need to borrow money from the Fed overnight. So it's not something that directly affects us as a consumer, mostly.
Okay.
There is some trickle down where it will affect us as consumers, but not exactly with mortgage rates. Your more direct effect on the Fed rate will be things like your credit cards, auto loans, short-term loans. So it's mortgage loans are long-term. They're based on U.S. treasuries and bonds. The short-term rates, those are your shorter borrowing things that you're not going to hold for 15, 30-year period of time.
So what actually determines where our mortgage rates are going to be? Is it like the Fed decides what the Fed rate's going to be? Is there some agency decides this is what mortgage rates are going to be, or is it entirely market driven?
It's market driven by the banks that actually lend the money. And so there's of course government involved and there's agency involved, but there's not a direct relation between the Fed rate and mortgage rates, but there definitely is some trickle down. So the banks are the ones loaning the money for your mortgage, and so if their cost of the money increases because of a Fed rate increase, they're going to pass that increase on to the consumer. And so ultimately, down the line, as the Fed increases rates, you will also see mortgage rates increase. But it's not a direct correlation all the time. And so there are circumstances, and I think we'll see this actually, if the Fed does raise rates before the end of the year, mm-hmm. we may actually even see mortgage rates decrease slightly. Because
now that's counterintuitive.
It is a little bit, but I think what's happened is that we've seen the banks and the mortgage companies already build in the Fed increase because everybody thought it was coming. And so we did see a little bit of a spike up in interest rates at the end of the summer. And so I think the banks have already built in their Fed increase into their rates. And then when the Fed didn't raise rates, we saw a little bit of a dip, but then we see it kind of slowly climb back up a little bit. And so I think what we'll see is that if the Fed does lower rates, we'll see just a little bit of a dip again.
Interesting.
And then the market will correct itself and other economic influences will then affect and drive where rates go from there.
Harold Perkins of Galaxy Lending Group, 602-595-1233. Harold, excuse me 1 minute while I step out to Mesa. Welcome Garth into the conversation. Let me answer his home improvement question. Then we've got some mortgage questions in line right after that. Hey, Garth, what you up to this morning?
Good morning. Yeah, I got a question about my patio cover.
Okay.
All right. I have a 20-foot by 18-foot, or it's actually 20 by about 12-foot patio cover with rough sawn rafters.
Good.
And about 9 feet of it is covered, with the last 3 feet or so being open air up to the header.
Yeah.
Where the covered roof meets the exposed rafters, I have at least 2 of the rafters that have some dry rot in it. And I've been putting it off and putting it off, but it's getting bad and I need to fix it. My question is, who can I have come out here to look at it to tell me if I can just cut out maybe the top 2 inches of the rafter and glue and screw in replacement, or if I actually have to replace the rafters.
All right, Garth, I tell you what, I'll be happy to come out there and just throw the old evil eye on it and coach you through that. We won't do it by cutting off the top rotten part of the rafter and splicing it in. I'm going to show you how to pull it out, pull the old one out, put the new one in. It's actually going to be easier than the method you just described. And I'll meet you up this week and walk you through that, okay? Home improvements, just like Garth.
Yep.
Or a bathroom remodel. You know, we saw it in 08. People were dreaming about an entire master suite addition. Now those people are calling us back and saying, well, we just like a master bathroom update.
There's financing for it. We're getting a ton of that. And we've seen that this year, I think, more than ever. Requests for home improvement, remodeling loans, financing.
Equity's back on the table now.
Exactly. We've got the equity. Let's use it and upgrade the house.
We're going to talk about that as well when we get back here with Harold Perkins of Galaxy Lending Group. And we'll talk to Andrew in Mesa.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.